Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Smith. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Smith. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ralph Terry. And now, play ball. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a pop-up towards third. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a pop-up towards third. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lopez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Malzone trying to get to third. Serve throws the ball into Carrasquel, who tags Malzone for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. White reaches second base with a double. Jensen goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carrasquel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maris moves to third. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maris tags and scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. There goes Lopez. The throw from White to second, and Lopez is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Cerv settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Cerv settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Cerv is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerv is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerv hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a line drive into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh. Smith reaches second base with a double. Lopez goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Red Sox. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to third. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a pop-up into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. DeMaestri moves to second. It's Red Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. DeMaestri scores. Carrasquel goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Athletics. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-2 in the game. Serve is walked intentionally. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to third. Serve moves to second. Murray Wall now pitching. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DeMaestri strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Murray Wall. Dick Tomanek now pitching. Bill Renna pinch hits for Billy Klaus. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a fly ball towards right. Maris settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Maris. White moves to third. Button moves to second. Two outs. Jim Pearsall pinch hits for Marty Keogh. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ike DeLock now pitching. Jim Pearsall now playing center field. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive towards short. DeMaestri reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maris for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Whitey Herzog now playing left field. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Ted Lepsio pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.